Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A little persistent, Scott. Tried to get Steve Mitchell on yesterday. Could not shake him loose. But he is with us today, and a poll of 600 likely voters by Mitchell Research and Communication of East Lansing. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Terrific. Great to be here. I'm sorry I missed you yesterday.
Well, let's talk about your numbers here. Showing Rick Snyder with a 53-26% lead over Virg Spinero?
That's correct.
Now, these are likely voters, right? This is not the general population.
No, these are likely voters who will be voting in the upcoming November election.
Are you finding what I have seen elsewhere, that Republicans are so much more energized? It is not necessarily a huge disparity between those who consider themselves Republicans and Democrats, but the Republicans are determined that they're going to be camping out at the polls.
Well, I think somebody once said that you'd have to have machine gun nests to keep them away from the polling places on November 2nd.
All right, let's look at some of the breakdowns here. And can you tell us how this research was done?
This is a telephone survey of 600 likely voters statewide.
Okay. And if you break it down, men and women, you find significant leads for Rick Snyder in both areas. But among men, 61-23% advantage. And apparently these men aren't bothered by the entire nerd reference.
No, men tend to be more Republican traditionally, and women tend to be more Democratic. So what this is really part of that overall party affiliation that men have. And so you're seeing that breakdown here, where you've got this 40-point lead with men and a closer margin with women voters who tend to be more Democratic.
Do you remember the last time you did a poll like this and you had this big of a disparity favoring the Republicans?
I think you'd have to go back to 1998 when John Engler was running against Jeff Figer. He had substantial leads like this, and of course, eventually he won by about a 20-point margin over Jeff Figer. That was, I think, 62-38. So you'd have to go back a dozen years since Republicans had kind of a lead like this.
Steve, this poll was conducted in late August, correct?
Yes.
And what is the margin of error here?
Margin of error on this survey is 4%, plus or minus 4%.
All right. I guess the numbers that would be most alarming for the Bernero camp and maybe would bring the biggest smiles to the Snyder folks would be the support from independents, or those who consider themselves independents. A lot of people consider Rick Snyder to be a fairly independent Republican, but 54-13, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a huge lead. A lot of this really results from the fact that during the primary campaign, Rick Snyder spent $7.5 million.
Yes.
He had a chance to really define who he was. On the other hand, Virg Bernero probably spent one-tenth of that money, and because Bernero had such limited funds, mm-hmm. and he had a silver bullet issue, which was the abortion issue he could use against Andy Dillon,
right.
He didn't have time to define himself. He had time to define Andy Dillon as being pro-life and against embryonic stem cell research, saying he was pro-choice. But that's all he really had a chance to do. And so this really is a factor of the money that Rick Snyder had in the primary, and a lot more interest, quite frankly, in the Democratic, or excuse me, in the Republican primary than in the Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm. Steve, how long have you been taking these statewide polls?
I've been polling here in Michigan now since the first statewide survey we did was in 1986.
1986, so roughly 24 years.
24 years.
Do you remember a case where a candidate was dramatically outspent and was able to win a statewide race?
No.
Some people would say DeVos was outspent.
Jennifer Granholm won despite DeVos spending $35 million. But she was an incumbent
too.
And she was also running in a terrific year. 2006 and 2008 were just terrific Democratic years.
Yeah.
You're going to see the reverse this year. This is going to be a huge Republican year.
Yeah, okay. So I guess for a non-incumbent to try to overcome that big of a spending gap would be trying to sprint uphill.
Well, he's got Virge Bernaro is a great candidate. I was Virge's pollster in his three mayoral campaigns. I have a great relationship with him. I am not polling for him now, but Virge is a good candidate. I think, however, he's really swimming upstream because of both the huge financial difference between him and Rick Snyder, as well as just running against this very Republican year that we're going to see in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tough time to be running that kind of a campaign. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, and we'll get you back on when you have some more numbers.
Hey, terrific. Great to be here, and I'm glad I could make it, and we could do it tonight, and I apologize for last night.
Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research and Communications of East Lansing. We will be back. We're going to talk with Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS newsletter and columnist for City Pulse, and we're going to chat with Susan J. Demas, columnist for Capital Chronicles, get a couple of different perspectives on not just the gubernatorial race, but statewide politics in general. Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.